Welcome, my friends, to another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. This is Payman Motahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School and your host for this weekly program. Tonight, I'm going to cover one of my favorite topics, which is bringing you more proof that when the term United States is used in the federal tax laws, in the Internal Revenue Code, it primarily means, when it comes to income tax, by the way, means only Washington, D.C. There's going to be a nail in the coffin on this issue. So whenever we're ready, we can go ahead and get started. We'll do a long version and then, of course, short version afterwards. And of course, at the end, I'll be answering your individual questions you have about the topic, or if the IRS or any governmental agency may be harassing you, wants to steal your money or your rights. I'm happy to answer your questions at the end of the presentations for free, my friend. So hang in there.
All right. We're ready to record the full topic.
Yes.
Down in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, my friends, to another Freedom Law School presentation. Tonight, I'm going to cover the topic of bringing you more definitive proof that when the term United States is used in the federal tax law, right here in the Internal Revenue Code, it applies and talks about only Washington, D.C. Now, before we get to that, folks, let me remind you, my name is Payman Motahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which I founded in 1996. Let's go to my screen. If you have not been to our website, you want to go to livefreenow.org, where Freedom Law School will show you that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. If you have not, folks, previously watched this important video, watch this one right here first before tonight's presentation. It's a short video called Who is Required to File 1040 Income Tax Confession Form? This is the best introduction to the truth regarding the lawful nature of the federal income tax, how you have been robbed. And the video is right here. There's a short version here, 9 minutes and 51 seconds. And there is a longer, more complete version of this video. Again, they're called Who is Required to File IRS 1040 Forms and Pay U.S. Income Tax? Is a short. And our YouTube channel, we have the longer version of this, Who is Required to File IRS 1040 Forms and Pay U.S. Income Taxes, the full presentation of 54 minutes. So with that, folks, we're going to go right now straight to the IRS 1040 Income Tax Form first. Okay, here we go. Here's a 1040 form by the IRS. On the top, it tells you very clearly it's a U.S. individual income tax return. No doubt. We agree. Let's go now to the 1040 instructions manual, again, from IRS, from IRS.gov. Again, we are going to go to the instructions IRS gives us on page 8. And here is about filing requirements. And on the very top, next to filing requirements, it tells us clearly that these rules apply to all U.S., that key term, U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live, and resident aliens. Ah, it applies to all U.S. citizens. And you were told that it applies to you, Americans, who live in the 50 states. I'm going to show you it does not. Hang in there. Don't prejudge me. Please wait. I'll prove it to you. Now, we're going to go right now first to the U.S. Supreme Court decision. We're going to look at Library of Congress, loc.gov. It's a Library of Congress website. Okay. And when you go there on the top on the search button, type in the words Hooven versus Allison, H-O-O-V-E-N space, versus Allison, okay? So when you look up the Supreme Court case, it comes up right here, okay? Hooven and Allison, okay, versus Avad. That's actually the full name of the case correctly. And so now you can, on the top right, enlarge on the that whole court case that comes up. When you enlarge it like I did, here it comes up, okay? 1944 case of Hooven versus Hooven and Allison Company versus the VAT Tax Commissioner of Ohio, okay? We're going to go down now to read the relevant part of this case. And why is this important? Because the term United States, my friend, is not one word with one meaning. It's one word with three different meanings. Which one are they talking about in the tax laws? I'll show you. They're talking about Washington, D.C. for the income taxes. But hang in there so you can see it for yourself from the words of the U.S. Supreme Court and Congress of the United States. So here we are in the Supreme Court decision. The court says, clearly, folks, I'm going to read it to you together. The term United States may be used in any one of several senses. Oh, yeah. Well, what are the senses? Well, first, the United States may be merely the name of a sovereign occupying the position analogous to that of other sovereigns in the family of nations. Well, that is like what? That is like America compared to Japan, England, Germany, Egypt. Okay? We're all countries in the family of nations. That's what the most common sense that most Americans think of the United States is, that one nation as compared to other nations across the world. But there's two more senses. The Supreme Court tells us that it also may designate the territory over which the sovereignty of the United States extends. Yep, here we go. And that territory where the United States extends, folks, they're talking about Washington, D.C. and its territories like Guam, Puerto Rico, Northern Mariana Islands, Samoa. That is what they're talking about. In those territories, U.S. government is God. They can do whatever they want. Again, many the taxation restrictions on government taxing powers do not apply in those territories. Okay. Now, let's go down and read the third sense of the term United States. And the third sense of the term United States is maybe the collective name of the states which are united by and under the Constitution, right? So that means it could mean states like California, New York, Texas, Florida, the 50. So that's the three senses. And I will show you sense number two, Washington, D.C. and territories, is what they use in the income tax laws referred to. Let's go to now the federal tax laws. We looked up online for me from United States House of Representative Lawyers website, uscode.house.gov on the top. Okay, this is the Law Revision Council of the U.S. House of Representatives. And we have here already before you 26 U.S.C. Section 7701 definition. So what is that? That's Category 26 of federal laws, United States Code, USC for short, or Title 26, Section 7000, 701. And here, this is, again, tells you from Internal Revenue Code, which, by the way, folks, here is the entire Internal Revenue Code on paper in my hand. This is one of my two copies I have. Look at all this. Tissue paper thin with tiny, tiny fonts. They define things in the most minute detail. They're not worried about it being too long for you to understand. Okay? So here we go. This is a subtitle F, Procedure and Administration, Chapter 79, Definitions. Definitions are key. We go down and it tells us Section 7701 definitions that when used in this title, what title? The Internal Revenue Code, the Federal Tax Laws, Title 26, right? When used in this title, right, they define all these terms like the word person, partnership and partner, corporation. Look, we're going to go down and find the word United States is defined specifically as when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Pretty clear, right? But when we look at the word state, you think you find the term 50 states? No. The term state shall be construed to include the tiny itty-bitty District of Columbia where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Folks, they're talking about the geographical sense. That's what we care about, right? And it is necessary to carry out the provisions of the tax laws. Now, that should be pretty clear to everybody that this Internal Revenue Code primarily, with some exceptions in certain chapters or parts, applies to only Washington, D.C. Okay? But you're not satisfied. You guys watch a previous presentation I did. You want more proof. No problem, my friend. I'm going to give you right now, folks, as you can see, some nail in the coffin on this topic. It does not include the 50 states, okay? Lots of nails in the coffin. First, I'm going to show you that. Look at the map. This is the map of the United States and its territories. The green you see is the 50 states, the 48 continental states, and Alaska. And look at all these little places across the world. In the Pacific Ocean, Northern Mariana Islands, Guam, you see Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, all these places are U.S. territories. These territories in yellow, blue, and pink, peach colors, and purple, these are U.S. territories, okay? Not the continental 50 states of America. So I'm going to show you that in federal laws, they defined the term United States specifically for different categories of law and for different purposes, different chapters of the tax laws, very specific ways. And sometimes they even use the term continental United States or 50 states. They didn't forget about that. To include that in Section 7701, the Internal Revenue Code applies to D.C. only. They knew what they were doing. It meant to apply to D.C. You've been hoodwinked that you felt and believed and told applies to the 50 states. Now, let's go back and let's look up now under Title 8. This is alien and nationality law, immigration law. Go on your search engine, type in 8 space USC space 1101 space house.gov. That brings you up the search result right here from the House of Representatives. Open that link in a new tab, and here you get it. Okay, Title 8. Okay, this is tells you from Aliens and Nationality, Chapter 12, Immigration and Nationality, Subchapter 1, General Provisions. Okay, we go down on this thing. section 1101, definitions. And we'll see here, it tells you, as used in this chapter. What chapter? Here we go. The chapter is on immigration and nationality. We're going to scroll down further to 38, way down to 38. Look at this. The term United States. I'm going to zoom on this one more time for you guys, make it a little bit bigger for you guys to read the term. You know, I guess I'm going to take it out because it does it too much. Okay, here we go. The term United States, except as otherwise specifically provided, when used in a geographical sense, and that's what we want. What geography landmass are they talking about, right? Means the, look at that, continental United States, right? The 48 states, Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. Oh, let's go back up a little bit. Okay, Guam, the Virgin Islands of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. By the way, interestingly enough, from this definition, you know what's missing is American Samoa. Yes, American Samoans are the only real U.S. nationals. Not the typical patriot out there who tries to get a green passport as a U.S. national. That's only for American Samoans. And that's right there for immigration and nationality purposes. You see the law right there for yourself. See, they use the term. They can add United States as being including the continental United States when they want to. Let's go now to Title 28, Section 3002 definitions. Okay. This is what? From judiciary and judicial procedure. Okay. Particular proceedings, federal debt collection procedure, and subchapter A, definitions and general provisions. So we're going to go down and read section 3002 a little bit. And it said, tells us, as used in this chapter, right? They define all kind of stuff like the term counselor for the United States. But let's go down further, and we'll see, they define the term state and United States, okay? Let's read them together. State means any of the several states. There it is, the several states. The District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, or any territory or possession of the United States. Boy, that's pretty broad, isn't it? They list just about everything there specifically, even more complete the other definition that we had, right? Now, because it includes Samoa, because Samoa is a territory or possession of the United States that was not listed before. Now, let's go down further. Look at the term United States is defined, a federal corporation. Like what? Like the Federal Reserve Board, FDIC Corporation, the Postal Corporation. Those are federal corporations, right? And, look at that. Yeah, that's right. An agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or an instrumentality of the United States. Wow. Look at that, folks. Different specific definition of term United States and state. So now we're going to go to tax laws. Yes. We're going to go to the federal tax laws. This is on oil, okay? You say, payment, that's for other categories of law. How about tax law? Here's the tax law for you. See, here we got Title 26, USC, Section 4612, definitions and special rules, right? And what? This is from Internal Revenue Code. Miscellaneous taxes, environmental taxes, subchapter A, tax on petroleum, right? It's a tax on oil. So as we go down, it tells us the further purposes of this subchapter. What subchapter are they talking about? Here it is. Subchapter A, tax on petroleum. So, for the purpose of this subchapter, right, they define all kind of terms like crude oil. Let's go down for, United States is defined here for us. Let's see what it says. The term United States means, look at that, folks, the 50 states. Oh, they mention also the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. Oh, and there's more. There is more. The United States includes continental shelf. That's right. What is that? That's like a few miles off the ocean of the United States, the 50 states. I think with a few miles, that's included in the United States specifically, right? And look, even see, it also includes any foreign trade zone of the United States, like Panama Canal used to be a foreign trade zone. I don't really have any other ones now, but it's there just in case. See, that's a very specific definition, right? And it doesn't say only. See, look at this. It doesn't use the word only. They don't have to use the term only. It just says the term United States means this. That's it. The term, you know, the word state, you know, all they just say those things. They don't have to say only. Look at now section 6103 of the federal tax laws on confidentiality and disclosure of returns and return information. Folks, these are nail after nail after nail. I'll give you tons of nails in the coffin. The word United States is deliberately confined to Washington, D.C. for income tax purposes. Because for these chapters and for these purposes, it has a broader meaning, okay, broader application to all the different states and territories. Let's get back to the screen now. So, here we are on the confidentiality and disclosure, returns and return information. We go down to section 6103, right? And guess what? We're going to go now to a part, the definition part of it, okay? We're going to go down to B, 6103B, for the purposes of this section B. We're going to go down from here, from B1 to B5. Okay, here we are, B5A in general. The term state is defined. Oh, look at that. Any of the 50 states, the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and a little bit more on this other stuff, which doesn't matter. But folks, look at this. They mentioned the state means the 50 states. Let's compare that to section 7701, where the term state, for income tax purposes, what does it mean? The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. That's all they got to say. That's all they got to say. It includes D.C., whereas here we have on the confidentiality returns, BAM means the 50 states and a bunch of other U.S. territories as well. So here's one more we got here, folks, from Title 26, Section 993, Definition and Special Rules. Okay. Okay. They got more definitions here, section 993 as well. Okay. Here we're section 993. Here in this one under G, they add Puerto Rico and possession of the United States. Here's another one, Chapter 23 for Unemployment Act, section 63306 definitions. Here they have, here we go. The term United States includes District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands, United States. When used in a geographical sense, it includes the states, the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. And under Federal Insurance Contributions Act, right? Definitions again under this section 3121. We go down to it. Look at this for Social Security taxes, payroll taxes. United States, the term state, look at that, includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam and American Samoa. However, look at this. The term United States in a geographical sense includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa, not the 50 states, and not Washington, D.C. even. You see, Congress chose not to include Washington, D.C. in payroll taxes. That's right. When it comes to those Social Security taxes, it only applies to those territories I just showed you, not the 50 states, nor Washington, D.C. Folks, you saw plenty of proof that when I show you in the code, folks, here is when I go back to screen, okay? Under section 7701, definitions, when used in this title, what title, folks? The Internal Revenue Code. This definition of the United States applies. Washington, D.C. Now, there's some exceptions which I showed you, and those exceptional chapters or parts or subchapters have special definitions, but the income tax applies only to Washington, D.C., because as you see again, you see it's defined United States and state as being only District of Columbia. And that is the sense the United States is talked about, right? We have here in the case of, you know, we talked about earlier, this is the case of Hooven and Allison Company versus Avat. When they talk about the United States, they're speaking about it in this sense. What sense? Well, let me show you again one more time to clearly remind you about this, that it may designate the territory over which the sovereignty of the United States extends. Washington, D.C. is that sovereign territory. So when you go back to 1040 Income Tax Confession Form, it says these rules apply to all U.S. citizens. That means Washington, D.C. citizens got to fill out the 1040 Income Tax Confession Form, right? We go back and we see on the 1040 form instructions and the 1040 form, it says U.S. individual income tax, it's Washington, D.C. individual income tax. That's why it uses that the term U.S. in here. U.S. does not mean 50 states. This means Washington, D.C. income tax. So, folks, you have it all right there in front of you. Now, I'm going to cover one more topic real quickly. People say, Paymon, well, how do I not get in trouble with the IRS? How do I not go to jail with the IRS? Very simple. Follow the law as written by Congress, as upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, and even the IRS forms and instructions apply to you. This is the only 100% foolproof way to stay out of trouble and go to prison with the IRS. Follow the law. The problem is the tax practitioners, the H&R Block, TurboTax, enrolled agents, CPA, accountants, bookkeepers, and tax attorneys do not know this book like Freedom Law School does. They get you involved in a bunch of gobbledygook confusion. You don't understand what you're signing. They rip you off to fill out a 1040 confession form, put the rope of slavery chain around your neck, pull it, leave it on the ledge for the IRS to pull whenever they wish. Okay? And you were wondering, I don't know what's going on. I hope this 1040 is correct. I hope I don't get in trouble. I hope I don't get audited. Or if I do, how much do I have to pay my accountant, my CPA to defend me? Oh, and even if so, can he win? Can he win against the IRS? Or the IRS is going to take my stuff anyhow. My bank account, paycheck, car, home. See, they give you no guarantee for getting in trouble by misapplying the law to you. This never applied to you, the average American. You stay clean by following the law as written. And that is why when you go to Freedom Law School's website on our front page, folks, that is why, if you scroll down a little bit, Freedom Law School can give you this unheard of, unprecedented, 7-year, $1 million guarantee. As I've shown you this and the other presentations which I refer to on our website and our YouTube channel, when you lawfully, correctly stop filing and paying U.S. income tax with our Royal Freedom Package. By the way, this package is a package where everything's done for you. Letter writing, responses of any kind, defenses, consultation, it's all done for you at a fixed, affordable annual membership fee, okay? Because if you do it right, totally per our instructions, okay? If you do that, then Freedom Law School guarantees to keep IRS from levying your money for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will compensate you up to $1 million. That's right, folks. Up to $1 million if I'll pay you, if the IRS takes it, for a minimum 7 years, I'll keep you absolutely clean. And guess what? What is your TurboTax, HR block, bookkeeper, accountant, CPA, tax star gives you as far as guarantee? 0. They give you 0 guarantee of any safety. 0. It's like you buy a car all your life and walk out the dealership, no guarantee. After 10 yards, the car falls apart outside the dealer, it's your problem. Sold it to you, you drove it out the driveway, 10 yards, it's falling apart, your problem. That's what they got. The law also gives you 7 years, up to a grand of $1 million. That IRS will not even levy your bank account, paycheck, your home, car, all safe. Your assets are all safe. Isn't that fantastic or what? Folks, I've done this program, Royal Freedom Package, now 20 years successfully. And finally, after 20 years of experience, I can confidently give you guys this generous guarantee. Who in America does not want to be free from IRS tyranny, deception, and robbery, and slavery? Who? Who wants to be a slave? Who wants to be poorer? Nobody. Simply follow the law. And guess what? All you got to do, get with Freedom Law School, and just share this information, folks. Share this eye-opening information, education, with your family members, friends, co-workers, people you know. And I want to pay you, folks, as you see right here. Thank you for freeing people from slavery and get you up to $4,500 cash for each referral tax-free. Yes, $4,500 cash. Tax switch referral. Watch the video here. Click on the Freedom Opportunity Plan here for more details. So with that, folks, I want to remind you of this. You got a choice here. I've just shown you they use deception and fear. False evidence appearing real is deception. Rob you and enslave you. What Freedom Law School does, folks, is we oppose this satanic fear system. We like the godly love of truth system. You love the truth. Search for the truth. Keep going. You'll grow to be free. Stay in fear. That's what they want you in deception. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to go out of my house, lock down, put a mask on, double mask. I don't catch COVID-19 in fear. You stay in your house. That's the same thing you're doing to yourself when you say, well, I'm going to file my tax returns anyhow just to be safe. You're not being safe. I'll show you another presentation. You're actually getting in trouble of far, 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 far more by filling out a 10 confession form, you're not required under law in the first place. So I give you my love. Share this information, folks. Okay, and watch the other videos, the long version on this playlist, and they'll give you more education, more enlightenment, and tools for you to be free, prosperous, and love. Thank you for watching.
That recording was done.
How long was it?
About 35 minutes.
Good. Not too long. That's what I was hoping to do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut some of these definitions that they add are secondary and do a short version about this then. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Let me see, make sure I got it. I need you guys to give me a time because I might have to skip the ones on alien and nationality and the ones on judiciary, okay? I want to get to the one other definition in the tax law itself because those are more on point. Yeah, I think I'll probably just skip those. Yeah, just to keep it short and on point. Because the long one really has all the stuff that they really need to get to anyhow. yeah, I'm going to keep it short. Because we got definitions in the tax laws. We got, I think we got about 3-4 of them in the tax laws. Any? 4612, we got that. Then we got 6103. Then we got, yes. And then we got, yeah. 6103, and we got, let's see, and 6103, and we have one for, I closed one up, didn't I, for the, what's the section on Social Security taxes? 3121, I'm going to put that in, yeah. Yeah. In fact, that's a good one to have in the front of these sections because it doesn't use the word 50 states. You know, that's a good one. That's, let's see. All right, guys, let's put the number on the screen for asking questions. Let's put the number for the live audience. Folks, I'll be answering your questions in a little bit about all of this. You know, no problem. Okay. Okay, because I want to make sure you guys are all completely clear. And what was the subsection on that, Benny, 3121? What was the subsection? E2. And it goes down to E2, yes. I'm going to get down to E2, yeah. Way past down after B and all this other stuff. Yes, way down to E2. CDE2. There we go. Yep, that's right. It is right. Thank you, sir. You are right on the money. So I got that there. 4612. Corporate tax returns. Definitions. Yep. Now I'm going to put the tax on oil last because it's a more complete definition of a. Like a 3612. Okay. All right. All right, let's get to it.
Starting the recording in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, my friend, to the presentation, I'm going to give you more proof that the term United States in the federal income tax law only applies primarily, the income tax applies only to Washington, D.C. Follow along with me, folks. We're going to start right here first with the fact that you ought to watch this video first on our playlist, who is required to file IRS 1040 forms and pay U.S. income taxes. The short, if you've not watched that, watch that first and come to this video. There's also a longer version of that you ought to watch. But let's go to 1040 form. I covered it before. This is from the IRS.gov, the 1040 income tax confession form. It says it calls itself U.S. Individual Income Tax Return. Again, IRS.gov, okay? The instruction manual tells us on page 8 that under filing requirements that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live and resident aliens. See, it's made for U.S. citizens. Who are these U.S. citizens? You thinking me? I'm one of the 50 states U.S. citizens? Wrong. It does not apply to you, okay? Here we go. We're going to look up the case of Hood versus Allison, which I got here for you already ready to go. Supreme Court case in 1945. And the relevant language, folks, it says United States, you know, it can mean different things, maybe using one of the several senses. That's right. United States can mean three different things. It may be merely the name of the sovereign occupying the position of analogous to that of other sovereign sovereigns in the family of nations. Like, for example, you know, Germany, England, France, you know, Italy, you know, China, okay? It may designate the territory over which the sovereignty of the United States extends, and that's the one that the tax laws apply to, okay? So we're going to go and see that's exactly the case because under the federal tax law, 26 U.S.C., Title 26, United States Code Section 7,701 definitions of the Internal Revenue Code on Chapter 79 definitions, they tell you right there that when used in this title, what title? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. In this title, they tell you that the term United States, me in the geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. And the state shall be construed to include D.C. where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. So, but then, folks, we're going to see then other sections of the federal tax laws. The United States means different things. Under Section 3121, well, look at this. Definitions, okay? This is a tax on withholding. We're going to go down to 3121 to E, the term state. For the purpose of this chapter includes, look at that, District of Columbia, Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. Yes, several territories added. Look at another code section we got here, folks. Section 6103, confidentiality and disclosure of returns and return information, right? In Title 26, we go down, 6103, okay, to be definitions for the purposes of this section. Look at that. They define the term state to mean any of the 50 states. Look at that. The term 50 states is there. When they want it, they use it, right? The District of Columbia, Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, and a bunch of other territories are listed there and more. But the term 50 states is listed in there specifically because they can. Let's look up another section on oil. In case 4,612 definitions and special rules for the chapter on tax on petroleum and oil. You scroll down and it tells you that for the purposes of this subchapter only, let's go down, look at that, the term United States means the 50 states. See, there you go again. They use the term 50 states again deliberately. And the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and the Trust Territory of Pacific Islands, and more, folks. Continental Shelf areas included, also includes foreign trade zones. Wow. Folks, you just saw proof that in the Internal Revenue Code, there are many definitions of the United States. So when they use that section 7701, A9 and 10, that the term United States and state mean D.C., like I'm going to show you again right here, okay, here it is, folks, means D.C., it means only D.C. It means only Washington, D.C. This thing applies to Washington, D.C., the federal income tax laws. Certain chapters apply to other places like 50 states. Folks, watch the longer version of this video in the description below and on the card that comes up. I'll go over this even in more detail. But now you know that in your mind that, yes, United States only means Washington, D.C. for income tax purposes and does not apply to 99% of you who are not citizens and residents of D.C. and do not get federal government money for performing functions of federal public office. Thank you for watching. And please share us with everyone you know and care and love. Okay, now let's go to questions. Let's put the call number on the screen. Folks, you have questions? Okay. If you have questions, when you call, you need to push 1 on your telephone keypad, and that lets us know you have a question, and we'll call upon you to ask your question and have it answered for free, okay? Let's go. We have one from, area code 423, okay? Caller from area code 423. Go to give me your first name only for your privacy. By the way, all of you who have not requested a free Freedom Education Package on our website, you should do so, folks. You need to go to our website, okay? And here it is, the front page. Near the bottom of the first page, you should sign up to get your free Freedom Education Package. Do it tonight. Do it now, okay? Get started, and you'll be on our email list. We send you free information package by mail and email, U.S. mail and email. Get all these lessons and more emailed to you. And, folks, once we get banned, okay, by high tech, one of these days we're going to get banned. You know it. Okay, high tech. So we'll be in touch with you. You won't lose contact with us, okay? That's the way to make sure that you stay in touch with us. Okay, call off America 423. What is your first name, my friend?
My name is Alex. I remember that 18-year-old that called a while back, called your office, and doesn't have a Social Security number?
Yes, sir.
So, this morning, my boss wanted me to sign a W-9. The only problem is I can't really do that.
Hold on, Alex. You are that young Royal Freedom Package member, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
That's me.
Remember, as a Royal Freedom Package member, you get unlimited private consultation with my Freedom Volunteers who are trained and supervised by me or myself. You don't need to call here. Calling here is for those other who have not signed up to be a Royal Freedom Package member, and they don't know me, they want to get to know me better, trust me more, or, you know, so they're just calling to get the question answered for free. But you paid to be a member. So you get your money's worth. Call your question, my friend. You know, do it a regular 9 to 6 p.m. Eastern times and hours. We'll separate time, go over your case in more detail that you don't need to call here. Let's go over your private situation there fully and properly take your time. You paid for it. I am yours, Alex. Okay?
Yeah, it's just that I kind of needed an answer as soon as possible, and if I were to, like, try and set up an appointment, it would kind of take a little bit too long.
Tomorrow morning early enough? Tomorrow morning will work for you?
No, it's because I needed an answer ASAP. He just asked me about the W-9 this morning. And basically, so I had called before, and also I wanted possibly, maybe there's somebody out there who needs this information for some reason. I don't know.
Okay, he asked you for a W-9, Alex. You don't need to panic, my friend. Relax. There's no need to panic. All you got to say to him tomorrow is, look, give it. I got a tax guy who's a specialist in this stuff, have done this work for 28 years. And so anything like that, he says, for me not to do nothing. He does not give you permission to do anything unless he okays it. If you could have your accountant or tax guy put something in writing, I can take to him. He'll review it and get back with you very quickly. Okay? Because I don't understand this stuff. And he doesn't trust me to convey everything to him correctly. He says, put it in writing so there's no misunderstanding. Because he wants to make sure I do it right by the law. Okay?
Yep. Actually, what my question was could I fill out the W-9 using the instead of filling out an actual social security number, just filling in nines? I was wondering if that, not that I intend to do it, I was just wondering if that worked.
No.
Oh, okay.
Because of the fact that you are saying on that form that you are a U.S. citizen subject to the federal income tax laws, you're given it. Your tax ID number of some sort so that they could issue a false 1099 form to the IRS telling them that you had taxable income as someone involved in performing function of federal public office that he's doing and paying you in that. That's what you're telling them. And that's false. You don't need to do that. He asked for the form. Fine. He gave the form to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, actually,
tomorrow morning, tell him, look, I gave it to my tax guy. Okay. And he's going to take care of it for us early next week. He's busy. Next week, we'll get back with you. No problem. He doesn't need it right away, Alex. See, what you got to understand is this is not like just because he's your boss. When you ask him something, you have to do it. Right away. No. He can be fine. Next week, next month, he's even fine. You don't need to panic, my friend. Relax. Okay? You'll not get fired.
I wasn't particularly worried about that. Actually, I was just wondering for, like, you know, future things. And also, I'm not exactly in the position where firing me would be very advantageous for my boss. But that's a story for another time.
Good. It's even better. So relax. You got your answer for tomorrow morning. Okay? He just gave you a W-9 form by itself. That's all he gave you. No problem. Say, I'm giving it to my tax guy. He said, next week we'll get back with you on that. By the way, the only thing you could do is to find out who his tax guy is. Is it an accountant, bookkeeper, CPA or certified public accountant or tax lawyer, so we can address things to him. So, look, I can have my tax guy directly take care of it with your tax guy because you're too busy and I'm too busy to deal with this stuff. Let these guys, pros, handle it among themselves. That's something useful you could do, Alex. Okay?
All right. I'll get my answer for him in the morning then.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you for
welcome,
your time.
Alex. My pleasure. My pleasure. Okay. Well, Alex, because he got this after-hours question, even though he's a Royal Fin Package member, he took advantage of that call. But you don't need to rush things, folks. almost never you have to answer these things out of the way. You always get more time because you want to do it correctly, right? So that's always your reason to take a little bit more time. Do you have any more callers on the line waiting to ask questions? Okay. So we're going to go to the questions that we have online on YouTube. There aren't any questions? Okay. Very good. If there's no questions on YouTube or Facebook or online, then, folks, I want to thank you all for listening. Remember, folks, you know the truth right now. All you have to do is to talk to other people. And I'll pay you $4,500 cash for every human being that you help liberate from slavery and robbery of the IRS. You're freeing people's lives. These Freedom Catalogs of Freedom Law School. Beautiful, four color, 32 pages. I'll mail them to you at no charge to you. Okay? You want 10, 20, or a whole box of 125, I'll ship it out to you to get it out to anybody you know. This is the time for you to make money. This is the time for you to help other people be free. Tax season. Okay? And remember this. Right now, folks, let me show you on our website. What you got to understand is this. Okay? Right now, if you go under course packages, the Freedom Opportunity Plan, okay, this explains to you that at this moment, if you refer someone to Freedom Law School, you're going to get 25% commission, okay? But you're going to get 50%, folks, 50%. Instead of 25% for referrals, which right now you get 22.50, all you got to do is sign up for the Rule of Freedom package, and you're going to get 50% commission up to $4,500 cash. And folks, this is your money waiting for you. All you got to do is to get the Rule of Freedom package yourself. That you won't have any. I know you all want it, folks. I know you all want the Royal Freedom Package. It's like the Rolls Royce Ferrari. Who doesn't want a Ferrari or a Rolls Royce? I know you do. You say, well, I can't afford it. No, you can't. Okay? I made it very affordable for you here. Okay? As low as $400 a year. Okay? So by making it very affordable to you, folks, you all should be able to do it, folks. It's on this page. So where's the link to the details of the numbers? I thought we have it out on the front page, guys. No, it's under, let's see. Okay, here we go. Click here to view the Rule of Freedom Package Agreement application. Here it gives you more details about what it is, folks. And here on this page, I'm going to show you how we made it so affordable, okay? Limitation and condition payment plan options. Right, here we go. Okay, so all it takes, folks, is $1,000 to join. That's it, at a minimum. Okay, that's all you have to start with. And you can make payments on the rest or refer people to Freedom Law School. That's all you got to do. Where's it? And it's $9,000, but you just got to make, you know, referrals and you get the whole $9,000 paid. And where do we have the younger people in this? Okay. For younger people, folks, it's even less. Okay. Where is that? I don't see it. Okay. Folks, for the younger people, I'll just tell you what it is, folks. Okay. It's if you're under age 34, $4,000 a year. Under age 30, $1,800 a year. Under age 25, it's only $900 a year. Okay. So the younger you are, the less you pay. And this is your ticket to doubling what you get paid for referring others. Now, if you have to just make one referral, get $2,250 referral cash to a Royal Freedom package, I got other people who've done that. That's okay. I just want you to know that I'm not trying to take money away from you by saying, well, Paymont, if I knew that I could have made at most $1,000 down payment and make $2,250 more by referring somebody, I would have joined first myself. I just want you to know that I'm trying to get as much in your pocket as possible. So with that, folks, I love you all. Thank you for watching. I'll be back with you next Thursday night. Good night. Okay. So we got a little problem here, gentlemen. We got to make somehow the pricing on this page of Royalty and Package a little bit more quickly available for people to see.
The problem was trying to commute at a very awkward angle here. So I'm trying to explain to you which box to click on, and you're clicking on the one that's below it, and then I'm trying to tell you to click on the one.
Okay, so let's see. Here's the front page, right?
Yep.
So we got as low as that. Okay, we got that. Okay, and So this video, fine, and click here. So yeah, I should have clicked on here for more detail. Okay, so that's fine. I'll click on that. Now here, tell you basically what it is. So what we gotta do, probably switch this. We gotta switch scope of agreement to the pricing first, so people know that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't a scope a summary?
Scope is what covers, what it covers.
Yeah, so that would be the summary.
So I think
where that is at, what you were looking for, I was trying to tell you, is this box, limitations.
Okay,
and
so we should put pricing on there.
Okay.
Pricing should be separate category.
Well, maybe actually it would be more advantageous to put pricing in its own category completely.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. That, you know, we have these things. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's go back. We have these. Where'd they go?
They're at the bottom. The boxes you're talking about are after the scope.
Yeah. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pricing gotta be one thing by itself. Yeah. Yeah. Pricing should be before payment plan options.
Well, pricing is all in the. I thought.
And instead of limitations and conditions, let's give it a nicer word: scope of services is better, because this is a negative. Scope is positive. You know what I'm saying?
Scope is you went past scope. Scope is up here. The thing that they see when they get on this page without having to click on anything is the scope of agreement. And that's everything here. After they get to the scope of agreement, they're looking at the limitations and conditions of the Royal Freedom Package.
Okay. Let's do this, because there's so much to scroll down to get all this stuff.
Well, keep in mind, you're also in a very... It doesn't normally look like this. You have a very large... And
still, let's have this whole thing be another one of these things. Okay.
Scope?
Yep. Scope. Yep. Yeah. Because everything that they see that they see that as a drop down menu, scope and pricing. Okay. So.
That's fine.
Yeah. All we gotta do, we can talk about that. We have the this stuff. Yeah. So this stuff will be here. Okay. Purpose, and then we have scope of agreement, and we have pricing and limits and conditions. Okay, so you want to make a note about that? You have time to make it.
I know what you want. You want scope and the prices added into another box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep, that's it. Oh, by the way, guys, let me ask you something. When you guys talk sometimes back there, I hear you guys clearly.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go on the recording, right? Because sometimes in the past, the Freedom Hours, you guys are talking, and like, I'm thinking, gee, maybe the recording's picking up what you guys are saying. But it doesn't, does it? Like last week, you guys were talking, or two of you guys were talking amongst yourselves. It doesn't catch it, does it?
No, the gain is set so that way we don't get almost anything. The only things that we get are like loud, quick bursts of noise. So like, if the chair is like,
right,
fast, then we'll hear that. But if you're in here talking and it's reasonably low, no, it doesn't.
Okay, sometimes, I'm not sure about the defining reasonably low, but just know something that they're like, man, guys, I can hear you clearly. And you guys will talk a little bit lower volume.
That's why it's a good thing I keep the headphones on, so that way I can hear exactly what they hear in the recording.
Okay, yeah, because just, you know, I was wondering, I wonder if it's being recorded or not. I don't know, you guys, because you guys are talking like this, there's no problem. Okay, so, and yeah, it was 1 week or 2 weeks ago, just so you know. Okay, you guys got it covered, you got the headset on in here like you, so that's fine, we're good then. Okay. Okay. Now, this kind of question, if I move to Puerto Rico and sell your package, your product into the U.S., will you have to pay tax?
Yeah,
That was a question I've answered, Mr. Gonzalez.
No, that came in after we had.
Oh, after we closed.
That's
okay.
Why I was trying to call your attention to that excited guy that was Al 445. Hey, man, you're right. Everything is coming to light. Thank you for being a patriot. Blessings. I highlighted that thinking maybe you would. Acknowledge him.
Well, you guys said there's no questions.
Huh?
You guys said there's no questions.
It wasn't a question.
Well, yeah, but I would have come acknowledging yeah. people as part of the process of asking questions.
Yeah, I didn't think
yeah.
about it until it was too late. That's why I went over there and highlighted it.
Oh, okay.
To call your attention to it.
Gotcha. All right.
So, is there something I could say to Al?
Yeah, of course, yeah. If you move to Puerto Rico, so if I get to people in the U.S., I don't know what the EUU means. We
okay,
have to.
So what he's saying is I'm going to move to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that's what I got.
I want to sell the Royal Freedom Package to people in the U.S. and to the European Union. And then I want to make sure you're able to send me cash in the mail to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So there's two things to address there. There's the sending cash to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And there's the selling package to people in Europe.
That's fine. Yes. So, yes. Because the people across the world are still doing crypto. And Puerto Rico is part of the United States, U.S. mail. So that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes.
But why would somebody in Europe want to buy it?
I don't know. Exactly. That's a very good question, sir. Very good question.
Maybe they have a business in the States.
What's that? I mean, who knows?
I mean, is that a possibility? Like somebody who lives outside in a foreign country that has business is in the U.S.?
Possibly.
What do you want me to say to Al 445? Enjoy the rest of his life.
Well, I don't even see him on there.
The one I highlighted.
I don't. It's gone now because I unhighlighted it, I think.
Hey, Mon, you were right. Everything is coming to light. Thank you for being blessings.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. Help us get the word out. We'd love to compensate and support you for getting the word out. And freeing others from slavery. So basically, Steve, you know, again, what it is that we think we've been so busy, we never got to go to proofread what you put on there. I'm thinking everything's been proofread.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true, because I mentioned look at this thing. I have not had the time to sit down slowly and proofread this page and functionality of it.
Okay.
It just takes, all this stuff takes time. It takes, we got it. Okay. The application. Okay.
Show on
screen. By the way, Steve,
yes.
A rule of feedback of terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
On the bottom of every page, we should have Freedom Officer's name, website, and phone number.
Okay.
On the rule of feedback package terms and conditions PDF,
yeah.
We need to add at the bottom of every page Freedom Officer's name, website, and phone number.
Okay.
So it looks more official.
On the bottom of each page in the PDFs, we need to add Freedom Law School's contact information.
Name, website, phone number. Just like a Freedom Catalog.
The PDFs. Yeah. For the limitations and agreements.
And at the first page, Benny, we need to have our letterhead on top of that. letterhead with that, you know, like we have with the Statue of Liberty, name, address, website, official. So it looks official.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've just got to make it look a little better. So that's off now, but Steve, there's a little proofread stuff like that, you know? No big deal.
No big deal.
We'll do, yeah. We'll do them.
And then the next time we proof it and we forget that we already proofed it and we have new changes,
we'll agree. Oh, no, we didn't forget to proof it. We just got to be re-proofed. Good briefs and good websites are not proofed. They are re-proofed. That's all.
Re-read.
Huh? Exactly. This is what I learned back then. I got this California practice guide, Bridge to the Field, back in 1994.
How long was the long one? Full topic, probably about 35 minutes.
Oh. More. How fast was I going? Nobody told me to slow down.
Well, Benny did at one point.
One point, yeah.
I slowed you down on the short one because your tendency on the short video is like you're trying to pack a bunch of information into a short period of time so you speed up.
Yeah.
I have to tell you.
And quickly, by the way, before we get to thank you very much.
But I had to wait till you could hear me without... without interjecting.
No, all you gotta do is just go like this, like with a bag of children's walk back slowly.
Well, yeah, but he would have to get up.
I walk all the way over there.
Oh, you were here. Right?
Yeah, I was here all evening monitoring the comments.
Oh, gotcha.
That may be why there were no questions on the comments.
Because you were responding to them?
I don't know why there weren't any.
We had an RFP potential a few weeks ago. We had.
At the very end.
Milan, Aries of 518. You guys remember that?
Milan 518.
You guys think that's the number of people they call, right?
Yeah.
When they do they call?
Yeah. Yeah. You felt like that one was
Well, I assume you guys all take it down anyhow. My notes are not really necessary.
Do you even know when this was?
No, I'm afraid I put a date on there. I didn't do that. Yeah, okay, well, don't worry about it then. Yeah, we're okay then.
All right, gentlemen. Okay.
All right, get you speak, Steve.
No, Thursday night, getting off early, going to go party.